It was like Turn Back the Clock night on CBS's 60 Minutes. Dan Rather last night interviewed Bill Clinton on Mr. Clinton's new book, My Life, which goes on sale at midnight tonight. Joining us, as he does each week, to discuss politics and the presidential race is Slate political writer Will Salatin. Hello, Will.
Hi, Alex.
Did that interview last night, Will, did it reveal anything new, do you think?
Well, I'd love to be high-minded and talk about all the policy stuff, but like most people, I was really interested in what Bill Clinton had to say about Hillary Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. And the last time, of course, that Mr. Clinton was on 60 Minutes in a very big, high-profile interview like this, it was in January of 1992 when he was running for president and he was facing accusations that he had had an affair with Jennifer Flowers. And Hillary Clinton went with him on that interview.
How in the world did you ever get Mrs. Clinton to go with you on that television program?
Oh, she wanted to go. She's tough, man. She didn't approve of what was being done.
You see, in a lot of households, and I expected my own, what the wife is likely to say is some version of, tell me again how I reload this thing.
But, you know, she thought if she was going to shoot me, that it should be off camera. And she didn't think that anybody else ought to be loading the gun.
And later on in the interview, Bill Clinton talks about when he finally confessed to Mrs. Clinton in August of 1998 that he had had the affair with Monica Lewinsky after denying it to Mrs. Clinton in January of 1998. And he says that Mrs. Clinton was as upset about having been lied to by him in January as she was about the affair itself. Now, I think a normal person would not see it that way, but these two comments together to me give a fascinating insight into the relationship between Bill and Hillary Clinton. The extent to which they were bonded together by a common fight against their enemies, real and perceived, on the right of the political spectrum, and how, you know, this is what got them through, and how Mrs. Clinton, first and foremost, stuck with Bill Clinton so that she could protect him. And what she was so angry about in August of 1998 was that Bill Clinton had lied to her about how they should go fight, you know, the right-wing conspiracy, as she had put it.
Well, they do have real, genuine enemies on the right, and some of them are again reviving charges that Bill Clinton is responsible for the attacks of 9/11. A conservative group named Citizens United ran anti-Clinton ads during 60 Minutes in some television markets around the country last night. And Dan Rather asked the president about his record on fighting the groups behind the 9/11 attacks.
Could it have been prevented?
Well, I don't want to comment on what happened on President Bush's watch. That's for the 9/11 Commission to do. We not only attacked his training camp in 98 and tried to get him, I signed several authorizations to use lethal force against bin Laden and his top lieutenants. We worked hard, and I have thought a lot about that, about your question, and I did my best to answer that to the 9/11 Commission. I think I will let them say whether they think it could have been prevented.
Now, Bill Clinton's definitely working hard in that interview and in the book to defend his record on terrorism, to say that he did what he could to fight Osama bin Laden. In the interview, he says, I'm not going to talk about the Bush administration. I'll leave that to others. But in the book, at least according to the articles previewing the book, he does say something very significant, which is that he told President Bush, then the incoming president, that Osama bin Laden was the number one threat to the United States, and that President Bush, then Governor Bush, changed the subject quickly, revealed disinterest in the whole topic. Now, this is the most damaging thing that President Clinton can do to President Bush, is to say that he handed off this issue to President Bush, that President Bush ignored it, and then several months later we had the attacks on the United States.
Is this going to be seen as simply a political remark on the part of Mr. Clinton because he knows it's the most damaging thing he can say, or could it genuinely hurt Mr. Bush?
I think the best thing that President Clinton can do to help John Kerry, which is the person he's trying to help with these remarks, is to plant the notion that President Bush was given more warning than he has admitted, and that the failure was on President Bush's watch, and then it's left to Senator Kerry rather than to Bill Clinton to be the alternative to President Bush and to say he would have handled things differently.
You know, the Clinton book is it's fascinating political history to all of us. It's so recent and fresh, but it's also a current political event, specifically because he is trying to help Senator Kerry in his run for president, and and yet he also carries negatives with him. How do you think he's balancing out?
If Bill Clinton were still a politician, he would be doing better in his effort to help Senator Kerry, because he would just talk about the parts of his record that are helpful to Senator Kerry. He would talk about mostly about the economy and all the jobs that were created. But Bill Clinton is not first and foremost a politician anymore. He is an author. He has extensive legal bills to pay. He has a library to build. He is trying to make a lot of money. How do you make money when you have a book to sell? You present yourself as a celebrity, the way that a supermarket tabloid would. You talk about your personal life. You talk about your failings. You get very tawdry. This is, you know, Bill Clinton is uncomfortable doing this, but he has to do it to make back the advance that he got for this book. So as a result, he ends up not talking about the things that would be politically helpful to Senator Kerry. He ends up talking instead about this tawdry stuff, which helps him sell the books and does not help Senator Kerry, because it reminds people of what they didn't like about Bill Clinton.
He needs to talk about his economic record.
Yeah, he does. And actually, he tried at the very beginning of the 60 Minutes interview to focus on that very thing.
What do you consider the greatest accomplishment of your presidency?
Well, the conventional answer, I suppose, is the economy. The fact that we were able to have 22 million jobs and record home ownership and lower interest rates, so that people actually had the ability to do more things than ever before.
Bill Clinton tries to get that in at the beginning of the 60 Minutes interview, and then they spend the next half hour talking about Monica Lewinsky and Hillary Clinton. In other words, Bill Clinton in this book tour is never going to be able to focus on that economic message, because everyone wants to hear about the tawdry stuff. But when the book tour is over, John Kerry will still have months and months of campaigning to do. He has already, before this book tour started, focused on Bill Clinton's economic record and those 22 million jobs. And he will come back to it after the book tour is over. That is a lasting legacy of Bill Clinton that is going to be enormously helpful to Senator Kerry. And he seems to understand that better than Al Gore did in 2000. Senator Kerry, more than Al Gore, is running on Bill Clinton's economic record.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box column for our partners at Slate Magazine. Will, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.